If you're someone who reports on government and politics like I do, there's one question you get asked lately a lot. When is Illinois going to get a budget? It's a question I've posed myself to people who play a role in determining the answer, state lawmakers, like Representative Elaine Nekritz, a Democrat from Northbrook.
Everybody wants to know when. So when will this be resolved?
I have no idea. I don't make predictions about when because I can't figure out what causes a change in circumstances.
She's a politician, not a psychic. Even so, if you grab your calendar, there are some key dates you may want to circle to look for a possible change in circumstances. And one of them's coming up. November 30th. In order to make it on the ballot, anyone who wants to run for the Illinois House or Senate next year has to have their petitions turned in to state elections officials, certified and stamped, by the end of this month.
So if I'm an incumbent lawmaker, I will know in early December whether or not I'm going to have a challenge in the primary.
That's Charlie Wheeler, a University of Illinois Springfield professor and a newsman who's been covering Illinois politics since 1970. He says the district's legislators run in are often so gerrymandered that if someone is at risk to lose his or her seat, the primary is often where the real race is.
And so in December, I'll know.
Incumbents who learn they won't have a primary challenger may feel freer to take tough votes. And rest assured, there will be tough votes. So will that happen in December then? On December 1st, Governor Rauner and the four legislative leaders will finally meet together for the first time since May. Although expectations are low that much will get accomplished then, let's just say something clicks. Pretend, just imagine, they reach a deal. Will Illinois get a budget for Christmas? Probably not. Keep flipping your calendar. When the clock strikes midnight on December 31st and the new year officially begins, the rules change in Springfield. For the rest of this year, it takes a supermajority of votes to pass a law that takes effect right away. Come January, that threshold drops. Fewer votes are needed. Wait until then, and 7 senators and 11 state representatives are off the hook. Their votes aren't needed on those tough bills. Right, Charlie Wheeler?
Looking at it logically and based on past history, the earliest that this seems likely to get done is in early January.
Governor Bruce Rauner has himself made that point.
My sense is they're probably not going to take votes on a budget till January. That's my guess. I don't know that it could be sooner, could be later.
Yep, it could be later. Flip your calendar another month to February. Chicago Public Schools chief says he'll have to send thousands of teachers pink layoff slips by early February unless the state fills a nearly $500 million hole in the CPS budget. The city of Chicago is also asking the state to make pension funding changes to the tune of a couple hundred million dollars more. Rauner says the pressure to come to the rescue of Chicago, the state's largest city, its economic engine, and the city the House Speaker and Senate President both call home, could bring about a budget deal.
What I've said to the mayor is, I will help you if you help us. If you help us restructure the state, I will help you. If you will not help us, I will not help you in the city of Chicago. That dynamic is going to be a big part of the impetus to get some compromise.
But here's what Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan had to say about Rauner when Madigan was asked earlier this month about when a budget will pass.
If he weren't functioning in the extreme, there could be action today.
Months have gone by, and throughout the budget impasse, both sides insist they've compromised. It's the other guy and his party who've been unwilling to. Unless that changes, you may have to keep flipping your shiny new 2016 calendar. Some key dates to circle: February 17th. That's when the governor's to give his next budget speech. It could be that Rauner makes history, presenting a budget proposal for the next fiscal year, even as there isn't a current one in place. Political pressure will be even more intense by then, and it could make those tough votes even more difficult. It's only a month away from March 15th. That's the primary election. In the general election, that's practically a year away, November 8th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.